Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey loves, welcome to episode 135, Attract Positivity Through Gratitude, the Law of Attraction. Are you familiar with the Law of Attraction? I'm going to share a special secret with you that has the potential to change your life forever. I'm going to give you the number one best working method for attracting positivity into your life starting today. Now, have I gotten your attention with that last statement? Good. The Law of Attraction shares a very special bond with something we all have the power to carry within. This thing is also a choice that we have. We decide if we're going to accept it into our lives or not. Our decision to do so or not will greatly impact the positivity that enters later into our lives. Now, the thing I'm referring to is gratitude. Gratitude has an extremely close bond with the Law of Attraction. You might ask, well, what is the Law of Attraction? The Law of Attraction is a philosophy that focuses on the attracting of positivity or negativity into one's life by means of a person's thoughts. That is to say that if you focus on the positive thoughts, positive things will come to you. The same is true of negative thinking. The concept is that humans have the capacity to manifest certain thoughts into reality. So let's, for example, say if you're worried and you say that you're going to get sick enough times to yourself, chances are it's going to happen. So gratitude. It is quite plausible that gratitude is the single most positive thought a person can have. But why is it so powerful, you might ask? The answer is this: because it is the only way to focus on all positive aspects of your life at the same time. Have you ever heard the expression that power comes in numbers? Right, well, the more gratitude, the more positivity. This is also true of the gratitude. Gratitude is like an army of all the good things that you have in your life. When you feel gracious and thankful for the things that you've been given, gives you the power to receive more. Now, I've worked this into my life so much, right? And people are like, well, I think positive thoughts all the time and blah, 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 and I'm not manifesting. Well, do you feel that energy? It's also the energy. Like, we can be trying too hard to manifest and let's choke it. But when we're just feeling truly, truly grateful, that's a whole nother ballgame. So gratitude begets gratitude. When you start to find things in your life to be thankful for, it becomes clear to you how many things you have to be thankful for. Every little thing that you are thankful for, you should recognize all the time. Thankful to wake up in a bed. Thankful for each piece of nourishment you put into your body. Thankful for your friends. Thankful for your family. Thankful for your job. Thankful for every moment of being alive. Thankful for the sunrise. Thankful for the sunset. thankful for the kiss that your dog gives you. You get it. Everything is a gift. And we as people get so wrapped up in everyday life, that we forget this important fact. We forget about the gifts because we're so caught up in this whirlwind of our head. So when you start finding all of the positive things in your life to be thankful for, it's amazing how many more things materialize to be thankful for. This is the key to the law of attraction. So take some time right now, unless you're driving, take some time right now. Grab a pen, grab some paper, and write down all of the things that you can think of that you are thankful for. Try to come up with 10. If you can come up with 10, shoot for 20. Can you get to 100 items before you put your pen and paper down? Once you've done this, you will have supercharged yourself and the law of attraction to come into your life. Do this every day. It's as simple as starting a gratitude journal, right? You can wake up in the morning with your gratitude journal and you can go to bed with your gratitude journal. There's no reason why not to start attracting more positivity in your life using this one simple step. And if you want to manifest positivity in your life even faster, take my 14-day Attract Positivity Challenge. I love this little challenge. In just a few moments a day, you will gain more and more insight into how to use gratitude and appreciation to attract positivity into your life. At the end of the 14 days, just start again. Do it all over. You'll be amazed at how quickly things start to shift in your world. You can find the link to the 14-day challenge in the show notes. This is the perfect time of year to take this challenge. It will shift your energy for the start of 2023 and take you through all the rest of the holidays. So see you inside the challenge. I'm going to end here because this is a perfect place to end. One, I'm grateful for you as a listener. Two, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful I get to see them tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. I am grateful for so much in my life. This podcast would be about an hour long if I went through my entire gratitude list today. So I'm sending you so much love through the holidays and beyond. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.